As the violence and sectarian strife in Iraq worsens, more and more of the nation's population is fleeing elsewhere. The UNHCR says 1 in 8 of Iraqis have fled their homes, with up to 50,000 leaving each month. Around 2 million have sought refuge in other countries, mostly Syria, Jordan, Egypt and Lebanon. An even larger number are internally displaced within Iraq. Figures show that members of Iraq's small Christian community have been at the forefront of those fleeing the mayhem. A leading church official in Baghdad said in late December that the ubiquitous violence and insecurity plaguing Iraq had prompted half of the country's Christians to emigrate. In the following report, I've been trying to gauge the thoughts and fears of Iraq's Christian community, as well as find out more about the plight of Iraqis who have fled to neighbouring countries. The US is sending more troops into Iraq to try to stem what Pope Benedict has described as the appalling violence that is disfiguring with bloodshed this country. But can this move halt what many see as Iraq's seemingly unstoppable descent into an all-out civil war? And what about the people in Iraq? Do they have any hopes that the tide will turn in 2007? To find out more, I spoke to Monsignor Jean Sleiman, the Latin Archbishop of Baghdad. He says, not surprisingly, many Iraqis are beginning to despair about the never-ending cycle of violence.
I am afraid they have lost their hope in a better life. Really, violence began just after the war, but it's still increasing. And it's becoming very crazy, very primitive as the way of killing, of really pushing others to leave their homes, their families. And the situation is very fearful for all others, especially for Christians, because they are a very small minority now. The government cannot protect the population.
Do the Christians feel especially targeted?
In some quarters, in some cities, yes, as in some quarters of the capital.
Are they, for instance, scared to go to church and worship openly?
Until now, all churches were opened, but since 2 months, some churches are closed and people cannot practice as before. And I knew some parishioners, for example, who are living in Dora, neighborhood of Baghdad. They prayed at home for Christmas and they had the mass on television. They were afraid to go to church.
When you talk to Christians, when you meet Christians, do you sometimes meet
Yes.
Christians who say they would like to leave if they could?
I will confess that all of them are saying we like to leave. They are not able to leave. All of them are not able to leave. But I have many surprises. They come and they told you tomorrow I will leave to Jordan and then I don't know what country I can reach after, or to Syria. Yes, it's very frequent these last times.
As Archbishop Sleiman pointed out, the majority of the Iraqis fleeing the violence have gone to the neighbouring countries of Syria and Jordan, with smaller numbers ending up in Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, or even further afield. According to the UNHCR, the current exodus of Iraqis is the largest long-term movement in the Middle East since the displacement of Palestinians after the creation of Israel in 1948. But, as I've been finding out, these Iraqi refugees usually face considerable economic hardship in their host countries and almost invariably have no legal status there. Father Dennis Como is an American missionary ministering to the community of Iraqi Chaldean Catholics in Jordan. He says the number of Iraqis fleeing to Jordan to escape the violence and insecurity has increased dramatically over the past year or so. And many of these exiles are Christians.
Yes, there are many more coming now, Muslims and Christians. I'm just dealing with the Chaldean Iraqis, and the priest who's in charge of them would say like there's maybe 10,000 of them here in Jordan. And the Muslims would be many, many more. you know, maybe 100,000 Iraqi Muslims. And then you have other Christian groups, too, that are all here. And it's Jordan is very good about welcoming them, but both Syria and Jordan don't really have any money to help Iraqis like, you know, maybe some other countries would have.
One Iraqi who moved to Jordan with his family soon after the US-led invasion of Iraq in 2003 is Mr. Mafour, a Chaldean Catholic. He told me that he and other Iraqi refugees living in Jordan believe the violence in their homeland is likely to get worse rather than better in the immediate future.
I think they are very sad because they are fled. They left their country. They left everything in Iraq.
Do they foresee any improvement in the violence?
No. Today is better than tomorrow. And tomorrow is better than after tomorrow. Because every day is coming worse and worse.
And how optimistic are you about the future of the Christian community in Iraq?
I think we can do nothing in Iraq. We lose Iraq.
And do all the other Iraqis think like you?
Everybody. Believe me, everybody.
Mafour's gloomy assessment about Iraq's future is confirmed by Father Dennis, who himself lived in Iraq back in the 1960s. He told me that all the Iraqi refugees he comes into contact with fear for the future of their homeland.
It's everybody is afraid, you know, of people doing crazy things just because they happen to be in that section of the city. It's just aimed at making chaos and making people go. And right now they're trying to get rid of the people with education. Doctors are, you know, people go up to doctors and they don't get up, we'll kill you and things like that. And that's for all the professions. And it's not limited to Christian or Muslim. It's just, it's like they want to drain the country of anybody who can help in the future.
The flight of Iraq's professional classes, particularly doctors and surgeons, is also noted with concern by Archbishop Sleiman.
The problem is surgeons who are leaving. Many doctors have been threatened or kidnapped or obliged to pay a ransom. So many of them, the best ones, left the country. And this is more dangerous than the lack of some medicines.
According to UN figures, there are an estimated 40,000 Iraqi refugees in Lebanon. And reports from there say there is a growing influx of Iraqis crossing the border to escape the chaos in their homeland. Isabel Sadeh works for Caritas Lebanon and is coordinator of a project that provides help to these Iraqi refugees.
Day after day, we are noticing that the number of new arrival families and individuals from Iraq is increasing.
Like in Jordan, the Iraqi refugees often suffer great hardship in Lebanon, owing to their illegal status. Sadeh says they mostly survive by doing poorly paid casual labouring jobs.
Actually, they don't have a legal status, but they try to work as daily workers in an illegal way. Because they have to deal with their situation and to find a solution for their families and their children.
But is there a lot of hardship, would you say, amongst these Iraqi refugees?
Yes, they are. They are really living in hard situations.
Sadeh says she is noticing more and more Iraqi Christians arriving in Lebanon of late.
Recently, we are noticing that the number of the Christian families is increasing. And among the families that Caritas is being assisted, they left because of the insecurity and others who have been really threatened and they are afraid. That's why they left.
How do they see the future of Iraq?
They are very afraid. And when we ask them if they want to return to Iraq, they tell us that if the situation is not going to be settled, definitely they don't wish to go back to Iraq.
Back in Baghdad, as we heard earlier, there is growing concern about the large numbers of Iraqi Christians leaving the country each month. Some Christian leaders have even predicted that if the exodus continues at its present rate, Iraq's tiny but ancient Christian community may soon become extinct. So does Archbishop Sleiman share that view?
Humanly, really, the hope is very difficult. I will have hope because I believe in God. But if we see what is happening, really, it's very difficult to think on the future. And we are really afraid to have only the poor and monuments. Many of our believers will have left this country.
Despite the gloomy outlook, Father Dennis says he believes a tiny remnant of the current Christian population in Iraq will stay.
I'm sure there'll always be at least a small community somewhere there when things settle down, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad right now, and other groups are leaving too. It's not just Christians. Anybody is leaving because they don't know why people, whoever, are just blowing up anything and everything. It's not even focusing on anybody. It's like, get them all out. We want to make a different country or something. That's what's sad, because it's a very cultured, educated country, and to have everybody uprooted, it's a loss for the country.
So it seems clear that whether Christian or Muslim, a growing number of Iraqis are no longer prepared to wait until Iraq emerges from its present nightmare and are fleeing from the land of their birth. But when it comes to Iraq's future, is there a glimmer of hope? And especially, is there an end in sight to the country's deadly conflict? Archbishop Sleiman in Baghdad gives his assessment.
Really, we are still in despair. We don't have signs of a real improvement in the situation. Maybe it will change, but until now, nobody can really be optimistic for the immediate future.
That was Monsignor Sleiman, the Latin Archbishop of Baghdad. And you also heard the voices of US priest Father Dennis Como in Jordan, Mr. Mafour, an Iraqi refugee in Iman, and Isabel Sadeh in Lebanon.